Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining us on the line is the founder and CEO at Thought Africa. It's Joel Kaplan. Joel, a very, very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for yours. Artificial intelligence education for South Africa. Why specifically for South Africa? Do we need it more than other people?
So the context for South Africa is to make it relevant, but more so our company focuses on Africa. And yes, I do believe that we need it a lot more than other continents or countries. We have a lot of creative people. We have a lot of minerals and amazing things in this continent that I think we need to take advantage of. And how much better would we do that with the assistance of kids understanding how to use artificial intelligence to their advantage?
To a large extent, they're using it anyway, whether they've realized it or not. Anytime they click on something that they like or don't like, or they ignore something, or they engage in something, data's being collected around them. Maybe that's machine learning more than it is artificial intelligence. What do you mean when you're asking kids to learn more about artificial intelligence?
So as you rightfully pointed out, there's a lot of artificial intelligence taking place in the background of our activities, whether it's on our phones or smart homes or whatever the case may be. For us, it's trying to now start to practically understand and learn how to use it to the extent of actually teaching machines to do different things, for example, identifying different categories of waste for recycling or identifying different emotions, whether you're creating some sort of an app on your phone. So what we did is we found five open source interactive tools that kids can practically use to actually understand how it works.
So in other words, it's the workings of artificial intelligence.
Dead right.
And how does that help our kids?
I don't actually know right now yet. I mean, if we look at computers 20, 30 years ago, we were all kind of a little bit unsure on it, yet it had like this 3,000% in daily use growth with computers and the internet coming. And that's how I kind of feel about AI right now. It's kind of one of those touch-and-go technologies and subjects. And I think that it's extremely important that kids start understanding it now, because we are only speculating what the world will look like in 5 or 10 years' time, yet alone wanting to understand what it will look like by the time those kids have retired. So for me personally, if we can give them as many tools, be thinking skills, be practical tech skills or sustainability skills, we're giving them an advantage in being able to create a future that is more sustainable for them.
Mm. And tell us about your company. What do you do in this regard?
So we're trying to challenge the status quo of education by introducing thinkers, being kids, to thought leaders, where they can learn practical skills around technology and sustainability. So not just subjects that are being dictated to. If you look at the education system, it was created to meet the need of industrialism, and it hasn't changed much since then. So for us personally, it's trying to allow for kids to explore what they want to do, meet the thought leaders, whether it be in the airline industry or radio industry or tech or anything like that, so they can actually start to get a grip of what it would look like for them to kind of follow that passion or career.
Are schools doing anything about this?
Yes and no. It's a bit of a touchy one because schools are governed by AMALUSI, being the government, and they've got standards to meet, and I understand that there's an importance of meeting standards. But what I'm finding schools are failing on is it's easy to just check the boxes that they need to versus trying to change the methodologies of teaching a specific topic or subject. You do get some amazing teachers out there that are going above and beyond, and then you do find, you know, in the majority of the space, it's quite dysfunctional.
Mm. So what would you be offering kids, or how are you trying to change this?
So we are offering a simple online learning platform to allow for kids to, again, meet thought leaders. They meet on online calls once or twice a week, and they engage in a practical-based challenge. So trying to understand one of the United Nations 17 Sustainable Development Goals, they jump into a group, and they come up with a solution to the goal and present it. We're definitely still very, very young in the education space. So there's lots of development to still happen on our side.
But very clearly it's a passion of yours, and I think that is really very, very important, trying to change the world and try and assist our kids in this area. It's unfortunately all we have time for. Joel Kaplan, founder and CEO at Thought Africa, talking to us about artificial intelligence education in South Africa.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.